Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Julia. All right, I want to get your initial reaction to the Nikkei Malaysia Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index. I know that's a mouthful, but essentially it's showing yet again that for the last 2 years, the conditions in Malaysia's manufacturing space has been deteriorating. What do you make of that headline number of 49.5 for that PMI?
Hi, morning, Han. Okay, the Nikkei PMI, it was more subdued than expected. Nikkei, they publish PMI indices for 7 ASEAN countries. So in March, Malaysia was the only country in ASEAN which registered a PMI reading below 50. So I think mainly the negatives were that there were decline in new orders. They're continuing to see manpower shortages, higher input costs, and also the impact of the weaker currency. I mean, there were some positives like the inventory rebuilding, but overall net-net, I think the negatives, as what I mentioned earlier, were some of the factors that weighed on the overall PMI. But I think a few things to keep in mind with this PMI indicator, because we've seen that the correlation with actual manufacturing production growth is rather low. And so despite the declining signal from PMI in the last 2 years, we've seen that Malaysia's overall manufacturing output still grew an average of 4.5% in the last 2 years. But having said that, I think going forward, we will need to watch for a few things, which is the hiring plans by manufacturers, because as production picks up, I mean, we'd be hopeful that, you know, businesses actually increase their hiring plans. But as Bank Negara actually indicated in their latest annual report, they're actually projecting a higher unemployment rate this year of 3.6 to 3.8%. And this is mainly because they're seeing more cautious hiring by businesses. Another thing to watch is the rising prices, because producer prices, as we know, has actually accelerated 10% in January. And I think the key question is how firms are managing with the rising input costs, their profit margins, and ultimately how much can they pass it on to consumers, because I think this will eventually have a bearing on our inflation outlook.
Now, how much will the prospects of faster economic growth for 2017, as projected by Bank Negara, 4.3 to 4.8%, how much will that feed into the perhaps more bullish outlook for Malaysia's manufacturing space? You know, and hopefully that kind of sentiment will ultimately feed into a reading above 50, you know, which would mark an expansion for Malaysia's manufacturing space.
Okay, I mean, if you look at the breakdown, I mean, headline growth, I mean, Bank Negara projected was slightly better, as you mentioned, 4.3 to 4.8%. And the point estimate that they put through was 4.6%. So, as I said, slightly better than what we had last year of 4.2%. But if you look at the breakdown of the sectors, I mean, both services and manufacturing, they have projected to moderate. And the slack would be picked up by the agriculture sector, and also a turnaround in agriculture sector, and also sustained growth in mining, right? So I think overall, I mean, services and manufacturing are still the key growth drivers for the economy. But as I said, they expect it to be a little bit more moderate, and could be partly because as for services, they are still seeing that there are still some challenges and headwinds for like the finance and insurance industries. Wholesale, retail trade sectors could be more moderate because, you know, of higher inflationary pressures. And as I said, manufacturing, I mean, we're expecting sustained growth, but it's, you know, could be a little bit more moderate because of all these challenges, again, as I mentioned earlier.
Certainly. Now, we also got to look ahead to Wednesday's trade data. Bloomberg Surveys median estimate calls for double-digit on-year growth for both exports and imports. What are your expectations?
Okay, so this Friday's trade data for February, we are projecting slightly higher than consensus. We are looking at 14.5% for exports and 19% for imports. And consensus was looking at 13.9% and 15% respectively. In terms of this, it's partly because of a low base, but we're also seeing support from the electrical and electronics segment, a rebound in commodity exports, and I think some of the other segments like rubber, transport equipment, and chemicals are also improving. But in the larger scheme of things, I think we are seeing positive indicators, like global semiconductor sales have been growing. We've seen the largest rise in 6 years in the latest numbers in January, and the biggest increases came from China and Asia Pacific. We're also seeing sustained growth in global trade volumes. And much of it also ties with improvements in Europe and also in Latin America. So overall, I think it looks somewhat, you know, more sanguine on the overall picture and how it translates into our export outlook. But I think having said that, we would have just still have to keep watch on Trump's trade policies. Like last Friday, he did reiterate, you know, his recent statements to target countries that contribute to America's trade deficit. So I think that's something we would still need to keep watch on.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.